18 minutes past 8. Welcome back to Sabah al Muslim on Radio Islam International. As part of our elections focus, we are joined this morning on the line by the Executive Director of ASRI, Muhammad Kaji. We are going to be talking about the types of elections, give our listeners a bit of a better understanding and perspective on how the different types of elections work and what exactly they are voting for. Muhammad, Jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ravid, Jazakumullah khair for having me this morning.
How's everything going at ASRI?
Going well, alhamdulillah. Excellent. Very good Ramadan. And back rejuvenated in the office, ready for the year ahead.
MashaAllah. Now, the types of elections, I mean, broadly speaking, many people do know you've got your national elections and you've got local elections, you've got proportional representation and then you've got a direct ballot. But in greater detail, how do these things work and what should we be aware of?
Okay, so let's start with municipalities since that's the election coming up.
Mm.
With municipal elections, it's the only election in South Africa where we have the opportunity to directly elect a representative in our ward. With parliament and with the provincial legislatures, it's purely proportional representation. But on a municipal level, we get the opportunity to both choose a direct person by name who will represent us in our wards. And as we know, the wards are demarcated into roughly four or five voting districts. I think Indonesia probably has about five wards. You know, one of the big battleground wards for Johannesburg is going to be Ward 58 as usual, which is Sportsburg, Mayfair, those areas. And then on the other side of the municipal ballot, which is the second ballot that voters would receive on voting day, is a proportional representation ballot, which is electing a party, and that vote then proportionally allocates on a party list who gets into council as proportional representation councillors.
So just to understand that clearly, Muhammad, what you're saying is that the one ballot will have the names of the different candidates standing for election in your particular ward, and you get a choice to make a direct choice, and the other is where you vote actually for a party, and depending on how much votes they get overall, they get proportional representation in the municipality.
Correct. Correct. And that's where you see a lot of the polls there's one major poll that's run regularly, the Ipsos poll, showing proportionally what they're expecting the three major parties that are expected to get most of the votes in this election, being the ANC, the EFF, and the DA. But many of them don't actually or are not able to look at on a ward basis which wards are going to which parties. But for us as voters, what's important to realize is choosing your ward council is incredibly important, because that's the person that you're choosing by name to represent yourself as a resident of that ward. And traditionally, voters have generally just put an X next to the party they trust, regardless of who that councillor is. I think this election is going to be different, where the councillors are being interrogated much more in terms of their experience and their ability to deliver.
So it's your responsibility then as a voter to find out who are the candidates in your ward and to do some research so you know who you want to vote for come election day.
Absolutely. So, eventually the councillor being... let's go into that in terms of process as well. Once the results are out, or once the results are counted and tallied, the proportional representation is allocated based on the party list. So, for example, if a particular party gets 60% of the vote in a municipality, then 60% of the proportional representation seats would go to that party. So, hypothetically, say there's 100 seats, 60 of those seats would go to the first 60 on that party list. Say the next party gets 30%, that party would get 30 seats from the proportional representation list, and so on. In Johannesburg, I think there's about 120 proportional representation seats, and then there's the 120 wards that we have in Johannesburg. So roughly speaking, every ward has an allocation of an immediate councillor, and those councillors then, together with the proportional representation seats, make up the council for the next 5 years. So from 2016 up to 2021, that would be city council for those next 5 years. And council then gets down to business, which would be all of the promises that were made during the election, supposedly speaking, and service delivery issues and roads and parks and all of the issues that residents have been, you know, speaking to their councillors about. And depending on how competent the councillor is, as well as the ability for the councillor to mobilize support within his party or, you know, across council, and the bureaucracy within council as well, would mean how effective the councillor would be in terms of delivering during that term of office.
Now, just to digress for a moment, what broadly speaking, what exactly does a councillor do? Because many people ask this question, okay, I voted for this particular person, but every time I come to them and I say I've got this issue or that issue, they say it's beyond the scope of what is my responsibility or my hands are tied and that kind of thing.
I think in terms of this, it really boils down to the councillor themselves, the competence of the councillor, as well as the willingness of a councillor to go the extra mile to get things resolved. So, you know, at essence, the councillor is an interface between the ward or the community in that ward, and each community is on average roughly about 10,000 voters. And with council and the different parts of council. So if we have to break council down, each city obviously has departments. There's the departments of roads. You know, you have potholes in your community. You want speed bumps, all those sort of things. Traffic lights, parks, road islands, Johannesburg water, you know, running, you know, pipe bursts, water issues, drainage issues, sewage issues, all of those things. So, policing as well, you know, metro policing, crime, bylaw enforcement, those sort of things. So the councillor is meant to be the interface between the community and those different arms of council, in essence, in terms of, you know, being able to prioritize issues for his or her community and try to put them on the agenda of the different parts of the bureaucracy and getting those done. But on the other hand, there's also a legislative role that the councillors have. Councillors are able to table bylaws in council. Very often those are done within the parties themselves, in terms of the integrated plans for the council for the next 5 years, those sort of things. So some councillors would try to shun the day-to-day things because it's a huge heavy burden for them to resolve, and very often it's difficult for them to resolve it. Other councillors go beyond the call of duty for their communities and try to, even though it's not typically in their job description, they would go beyond the call of duty to try to resolve those. And that's why it's important to interrogate the councillor and to see whether the councillor is there purely for a reduced role or just like a minimalist role, or whether it's a passion for the community to try to resolve these issues regardless of whether he or she sees it as part of the official councillor role or not.
Now, although it's municipal elections, right, but just give us a bit of an overview of the national and provincial elections and how that works, just so that we have the contrast and comparison.
Okay, so national and provincial elections run at the same time. Our most recent one was in 2014. The next one's going to be in 2019. Both our national and provincial elections are proportional representation based. So parties have party lists. When we go to vote in that election, we also get two ballots, but this time one ballot is a provincial ballot, the other ballot is a national ballot. We only get the opportunity to vote for political parties, not for individuals. And those seats in the provincial legislatures and the national legislature are then allocated based on the percentage that the political parties get in proportion of the vote. So again, the different provinces have a different number of seats, the same way that different municipalities have a different amount of seats in council. The elected representatives of those legislatures, so for provincial parliament or national parliament, then elect the president. So it's a parliamentary system in the sense that each party who then take up their proportional seats in the legislature, in South Africa's context called the National Assembly, then by majority would elect who the president would be, and the president would then form his or her cabinet from other members of parliament, and there is an ability to appoint a few outsiders from outside of parliament, but the majority of the ministers would then also come from parliament. I think the comparison would be perhaps to compare to the Westminster system, where in the Westminster system, voters are able to directly elect who their member of parliament would be, similar to the municipal election, and we can elect who our local council is directly. And that's a comparative system or an alternate system which is used in other countries, and members of parliament are elected directly. And in South Africa, there's a bit of a debate whether there should be some reforms with respect to our provincial and national elections in terms of electing parliamentarians and making them accountable directly to constituencies versus to the political parties, but that's obviously a different conversation.
Mm. Now, you've given us a good overview, Mohammed, and you've given us also the necessary detail. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think for now just one other element which for listeners would be the different municipalities. So we only have 8 metropolitan municipalities, which are the big urban areas, Johannesburg, Nelson Mandela Bay, City of Cape Town, Mangaung, Tshwane, and so on. But there's also 2 other layers of municipalities in South Africa. They're called district municipalities and local municipalities. And the local municipalities are pretty much the rural, far-out areas. And district municipalities effectively are a layer between local municipalities and province, where several local municipalities would then be clustered together and form what's called the district municipality. So, you know, majority of urban listeners would probably be in a metropolitan municipality, 8 of them that I've mentioned. Some urbanized areas aren't metropolitan municipalities as yet, but there are also what's called district and local municipalities. And those the elections would happen in the same way. But district municipalities are formed through both the direct ballot election for the local municipalities, but post-election, those local municipalities then nominate representatives to the district as a sort of supervisory structure over the other local municipalities. So that's just one other constitutional element of our municipal system.
Okay, Mohammed. Jazakallah for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah khair. Good speaking to Radio Islam and yourself and the listeners.
Indeed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was the executive director of the think tank, ASRI, the Owl Social Research Institute, and we are going to be doing a series of interviews with them just to understand the electoral processes and procedures a bit better. It's time now for the latest news headlines and commercials. When we come back, it's the morning quiz with Maulana Ibrahim Daya.